Good morning, everyone. Testing this mic.
Let's mute it again. Now it's not working.
So there we go. Great. Oh, it is more powerful now. Awesome. Well, very good. Good morning. I'm Lorene Kamalu. This is my year as chair. Grateful to have fellow commissioners Bob Stevenson as vice chair and Randy Elliott, the other third commissioner, and everyone else here today. It is Tuesday, February 21st, 2023. It is 10 a.m. and we're in our administration building for the weekly public commission meeting. We sometimes get comments for agenda items. I don't think there's any today. And we always have our opening. And I'm going to see if Miss Davis County would mind standing and start. We'll all stand and then she can start us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, right off the top, hope everyone had a happy President's Day. It felt amazing to have a three-day weekend. Also, we're kind of watching the weather, and stay tuned in Davis County. There's always an assessment in the early morning of the emergency manager if there needs to be any communication with the administrative officers about the start of work day, and so we need our animal care director and our clerk to, like, I'll probably loop you in and we'll make sure that your cell phone numbers are current with the interim emergency manager. That's something in my brain to make sure we do today. So help me remember that. Making sure that there can be communication as needed early tomorrow morning, like as close to 6 as possible is typically what we do if we anticipate any sort of a change. So with that, let's have our recognitions, presentations, and informational items. And right off, the introduction of Hannah Romney, 2023, Miss Davis County. We'll have this presented, you can both come up to the mic up here, presented by Melissa Payne, Director of the Program for the Miss America Organization in Davis County. Thank you so much for coming.
Hello, I am Melissa Payne. I am the Program Director for the Miss Davis County Program, which is affiliated with the Miss America organization. And we are so grateful that after a three-year hiatus that we have our program back up and running. And in November, we had our competition, and we had a lot of enthusiasm from the community to support that. Miss America organization, just in case you don't know, is the largest scholarship organization for women. It was just, we have a change at the administrative level, at the national level. Robin Fleming is now our current owner and president of the organization, and she has actually just changed the age guidelines from 18 to 28. Previously, 26 was the oldest you could be in the Miss America organization, and now it's 28. The reason that she made that change is because when you're going for your master's or your doctorate, there really is very, very limited funding available and scholarships available for women who want to pursue higher education. So she felt it was really important to change that age guideline. But we are so excited for our program. We just had our teen Miss Davis County compete at the state level, and I am so proud and honored to tell you that she actually won the Teen Impact Award. So out of all 39 girls, she was chosen based on her essay and her proven work with her social impact initiative and initiative within the community that she got. It's called Positively You is her social impact initiative. And so at the state level, we were recognized as the top social impact award winner. So go Davis County. So
what was it about? What's the social impact?
So her social impact is positively you taking potentially negative situations and turning them into powerful positive moments.
Okay.
So she teaches micro moments of kindness and positivity in a world that is very negative. And so her focus is on youth. She has an amazing social media presence, and that's at Positively You at Instagram. And she has been teaching in school. She's been working with the Hope Heroes Foundation, which is local to Davis County. She attended their gala and some of their other things. So yeah, it's nice. Been made. So she won $1,000 scholarship for that. But this right here is our gorgeous Miss Davis County. This is Hannah Romney, and we are so lucky to have her. And I'm going to let her tell you just a few of the things that she's been doing just since November.
Thank you.
Yes.
Welcome, Hannah.
Hi, I'm Hannah Romney. I'm Miss Davis County. I am so excited for this opportunity to serve our community. It has brought me some amazing opportunities to work. I have been working with the Ellie Mental Health Clinic in Bountiful. My SII, or Social Impact Initiative, is the Green Carnation Project, which is an advocacy and community for LGBTQ youth. It is something that is desperately needed in our community right now. We have thousands of homeless teens in our community. It is something that is desperately needed. We are building a gender-affirming closet with that LE Mental Health Clinic for those who don't have access to clothes while transitioning, or if they are homeless, they are also welcome to that closet as well. So I am so thankful for this opportunity. Thank you so much, and I am so grateful and so ready to continue serving our community for the rest of the year. Thanks.
Thanks, Hannah.
Yeah.
Yes, I got a couple questions.
Yes.
So what is your term? What's your the beginning?
Yes. So I will serve until about August.
Yeah, maybe into September,
and that is when I will serve. But I will be competing in Miss Utah in June, so I will be putting my hat in the ring, wearing a metaphorical crown into the ring for Miss Utah in June, and competing for that title as well.
And then, which community do you live in?
I live in Layton.
Oh, that's even better. So,
okay. Yes.
So, and then the last thing, and I have no idea, but do you still have to have a talent as part of this? Is there a talent?
Yes, you do.
What is your talent?
I'm a musical theater performer. So I take a musical scene and I do a musical scene. So I sing a lot.
Well, maybe in a couple of weeks we could have the national anthem sang in here instead of the Pledge of Allegiance.
Absolutely, please.
So I think Neil will play the piano for us.
Yes. Like, you play the tunes, I'll sing the song.
Yeah, that's a no.
She's being very humble. She is beyond talented. The buzz already is that she'll be probably, like, top 12, at a minimum, for talent. Like, we're talking, she choreographs the National High School Musical Theater Awards. She's beyond talented.
Sure. Do you also play piano?
I do not. So I don't play the piano.
Some people can play and sing.
I only play my vocal cords.
So just one last quick question. So as far as your using your talent besides this, are you in productions? Do you do different musical type presentations or anything like that?
Yes. So I'm actually trying to piece together many performances to raise money for my SII. And so I do that quite often, is do musical performances. I was invited, but I was not able to go, and I was invited to sing at the Sheriff's
Gala.
Gala. But I was not able to go because I was ill. So, but I use that talent very often, and I hopefully I'm able to continue using it more throughout this year. It is something that I've struggled with the pandemic. But I'm so ready to get back on that horse and start performing.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Congratulations. Yes. You'll be busy.
Yeah. Yay. For sure.
Yes. Melissa, thank you for the time to help develop the young ladies around our county.
Thank you.
I know you put in a lot of volunteer hours for that.
Yes.
So thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next up is our public comment period. If there are any here who'd like to come and address the commissioners for 3 minutes, you're welcome to come up, share your name. All right, move on to business in action. So in first up, alphabetical order, is animal care. And instead of Ashley Young, her assistant director, is that the official title?
Deputy.
Sydney will come on up to share the item we have before us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Easy one for you today. Just going through our monthly adoption contracts with you for your review. We had 147 total adoptions in the month of January, so between January 1st and 31st. Four of those were birds, 82 cats, 53 dogs, and eight other. Those other consisted of six rabbits and two guinea pigs.
Wow. How many dogs again?
53.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's a lot.
Yeah, it was a good month for us.
I make a motion that we approve item one.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Sydney.
Thank you so much.
Next is attorney's office, and Neil has a couple of items. Neil, chief deputy, civil attorney.
Yes, so the first item is a negotiated settlement agreement with an employee within the attorney's office, one of our standard agreements and release. And the second item is a clarification of an ordinance that we recently amended, Chapter 15 of the County Code, the Land Use Ordinance. And what we're doing, and maybe Jeff, if I don't explain this perfectly, but we're just trying to make it really clear which sections we are amending and which sections with the new change, with the new ordinance, we're repealing, just so that it's clear in the code. There was some question as to whether the certain sections were actually being repealed, and so we're putting this before you to erase any doubt as to which sections are being amended and those that are being repealed.
So correcting and clarifying language.
Yeah.
Very good. And then two, it looks like it's beginning February 21st of 2023.
I'll move items, approve items two and three.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. All right, from our auditor's office, we have one item from our auditor, Curtis Cook. Oh, yes, you're going to, I know what you're going to do.
Yeah, commissioners, we're requesting that this item be tabled. We did not receive the finalized documents from bond counsel, and so we would ask that this be tabled until next week.
That sounds great. I move we table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. Thank you. All right, it looks like in the commission office section, we'll have Commissioner Stevenson do five and Neil will do six.
So yeah, Jeff, could you stand, please? Jeff Oiler, who is our county planner, who does a pretty good job. Also,
he does a good job.
This isn't a roast, by the way.
It's really not.
And it says ratification, so I was trying to at least make this. Anyway, Jeff represents the county on the Hayes Creek Irrigation Company board, which the county has a number of shares for, and we need to ratify his approval as being the representative of Davis County. And I'd make that a motion.
I'll second.
Very good. It looks like it begins February 11th, 2023. Thank you for your service there, Jeff. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Great. Neil, take us away with six.
Yes, so item six is an application to the Indigent Capital Defense Fund, which we're a participating county in. We had an individual who's been charged with aggravated murder. Judge Russell has found him to be indigent, so he's appointing defense counsel for him. So this just allows us to tap into that resource so that he can receive proper counsel.
Very good.
I'll move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. All right, we've got a long list from Community and Economic Development. Kent Anderson, director, is coming up for 7 through 19.
You know, they say volume, right? That's indicative of all the great work that's going on. So that must be amazing work coming out
lots
of our division
work
right now.
Yes.
Certainly there is a lot of work coming out, and it's a lot of individuals that have participated with this. I've got some of those individuals in the room if we have additional clarifying questions.
Okay.
First, items 7 through 10 are related to the Community Development Block Grant. So item number 7 is the adoption of the updated Davis County 2022-2023 CDBG Policies and Procedures with the newly developed Policies and Procedures Manual, ensuring compliance with the Section 3 of the Housing and Urban Development Act. So both this 7 and 8 are items that should be coming annually to get updates, because every year there's additional changes that are made at the federal level, so we want to make sure we're consistent with that. specific to the Section 3 policy is that this would allow the county to move forward with projects that are over 200,000. Mm-hmm. So we know we've had a lot of conversations about wanting to make the greatest impact that we can with the funds that are provided, and some of those projects are going to be bigger projects, certainly with the ongoing cost escalations. So that's what you're seeing as part of those policies and procedures.
Thank you.
Item number 8 is an adoption of the updated Davis County Citizen Participation Plan for the Community Development Block Grant. And this is really minor edits and some grammar changes, but then removing some outdated COVID-19 notifications that aren't required anymore.
Good.
Item number 9 is an approval of the CDBG subrecipient agreement with Safe Harbor to increase their capacity to serve a growing number of victims of domestic violence that need shelter and other support services. Terms payable in the amount of $40,000, beginning 1/1/2023 to 12/31/2023.
Awesome. And in the minutes, I didn't catch this before, but I like that they like to use the term survivors of domestic violence, which kind of has a nice strength to it, right? Yes. Thank you.
Item number 10 is an approval of the CDBG subrecipient agreement with the South Davis Water District to replace 780 feet of water main, service lines, and fire hydrants at 725 West between Orchard Drive and 3800 South in North Salt Lake City, which is low, moderate income qualified neighborhood. Terms payable in the amount of $280,000 beginning 1/1/2023 to 12/31/2023. So this is an excellent example of a project that now we can move forward on because of that ability and the requirement to follow the Section 3 requirements, which are included in our contracting. And then Ryan Steinbiegel, who's here, he's going to do a good job working with our contractors, making sure that they fully understand the requirements as well. Just primarily reaching out to low-income individuals to make sure that they are some of the employees on part of that project. Now, I think that'll be pretty easy to meet on a project of this size with the number of employees that'll be needed.
Okay.
But again, it's just making an effort. Not required to meet a certain percentage, you're just making an effort to meet that.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Item number 11 is an approval of a third quarter transportation grant interlocal cooperation agreement with Woodcross City for the 800 West 1500 South intersection project. Terms payable amount of $80,000 beginning 2/21/2023 to 2/21/2025. So this is going to install the improvements around that in preparation for a signal. So it doesn't include the actual signal, but preparing it for it. Items 12 through 17 are all related in relation to donations to the Department of Transportation regarding property that Davis County has. These are all going to be specific with a right-of-way donation agreement and then a quit claim. So they're going to go in order. Item number 12, approval of a right-of-way donation of a parcel of land known as tax ID number 11-117-0010 as part of the U.S. Highway 89 Farmington to I-84 project. Item number 13 is the approval of the execution of a quitclaim deed conveying a parcel of land known as tax ID 11-117-0010 to UDOT for the right-of-way of U.S. Highway 89 Farmington to I-84 project. Item number 14 is an approval of a right-of-way donation of a parcel of land known as tax ID number 11-022-0045 as part of the U.S. Highway 89 Farmington to I-84 project. Number 15 is an approval and execution of a quit claim deed conveying a parcel of land known as tax ID number 11-022-0045 to UDOT for the right-of-way of U.S. Highway 89 Farmington to I-84 project. Item number 16 is approval of a right-of-way donation of parcel of land known as tax ID number 11-022-0044 as part of the U.S. Highway 89 Farmington to I-84 project. Item number 17 is approval of an execution of a quitclaim deed conveying a parcel of land known as tax ID number 11-022-0044 to UDOT for the right-of-way of U.S. Highway 89 Farmington to I-84 project.
Yeah, that's a lot. And some of us have been watching this for a lot of years. That project, I think it's supposed to be complete this year. Do you know if it's on track?
Commissioner Stevenson, what did you hear last? That's what I had heard, that it was on track to complete this year, the Highway 89 project.
I think they are hoping to have, yes, that's correct.
Yeah, it's really.
And then I think the legacy is 20. They're hoping, I think, by midsummer 24.
Okay.
So
everyone's anxious to see three lanes open in each direction. Feels right. Like it's ready.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, we're getting closer. Visually, it seems closer.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Item number 18 is an approval of a temporary access license with Candace Palmer for access to the West Point Drain, tax ID 12-230-0092 and 12-230-0099, to use as a staging area for a tree service company equipment for access to the backyard for tree cutting and removal. Terms beginning 2/16/2023 to 3/8/2023.
Okay, and our elected clerk, when we went over things, he did say that there was input from our civil attorney Mike Kendall that the document type should be an agreement slash contract and not the temporary access license. Do you have any comments on that, Neil?
Yes, I think the question was whether we're okay with the agenda, and I think that the fact that we've noticed it up as a temporary access license, we just missed the word agreement, but the agreement I think has been posted, so I think we're fine to move forward.
Okay. Thank you. And then last one.
And then next page. Item number 19 is an approval of a final plat for the North Fork Estates subdivision. This is a one-lot subdivision over in the Mutton Hollow area, taken to the Planning Commission on February 2nd, 2023 to review the subdivision and recommended to the County Commission it's approved. Staff recommends granting final plat approval for the North Fork Estate subdivision subject to the terms outlined in this attached staff report and the items shown on the site plan. Again, just a one lot subdivision.
Okay, and there was one other input again from our clerk. Let's see, and again from Mike Kendall in the civil attorney's office. We don't yet necessarily have the address number, the contours, or the health department certification of approval, and that's required in code. Is that a thing that you want to?
I can just point out those three things, and then maybe Jeff can answer those questions.
That would be so great.
This did come from Mike Kendall in the attorney's office. So within our current county code, 15.24.310B11 indicates that there should be listed on the final plat an address for each of the lots. B16. References the contour, which is the contours at 2-foot intervals showing the topography of the subdivision, and then C7, which is the County Health Department certificate of approval. So those were three things that the civil attorney had brought for consideration.
Yeah.
I've spoken with Mike about those items and we've taken care of those things. I still need to assign an address to this lot. And we'll do that before it gets recorded. But we've taken care of those items.
Okay, thank you.
I'd make a motion that we approve items 7 through 19 as presented to us with the also with the additional information from number 18.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thanks for going through all of that.
Maybe just to clarify, not that number 18, but the additional information for number 19.
19,
yes, thank you. All right, very good. Next we move to facilities with our director, Lane Rose, for 20 and 21.
Morning, Commission. Lane Rose, facilities director. Item number 20 is in a contract with Rocky Mountain Mechanical, LLC. This is to update our control module for our HVAC system in the CJC. Can help us mitigate communication issues and data loss for our building management system over there. Terms for this is payable in the amount of $7,500 beginning today, 2/21/2023, and ending 4/30/2023.
Good.
Item number 21 is an agreement with Rocky Mountain Power. This is for a right-of-way easement to allow Rocky Mountain Power services out to our new driving range facility at the Davis Park Golf Course. Been working with our property manager, Tony, on this. So this is just a pass-through. Beginning today, 2021-2023.
Very good.
I make a motion to approve items 20 and 21 as presented to us by our facilities director, Lane Rose.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thanks, Lane. We do have one item from our health department, Director Brian Hatch.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning.
Ken left. I was going to add that one item shows great work, but efficiency.
I'm more
There you go.
Well, I'm trying to think I liked you better in a white shirt.
No. Before you use approval of the donation we received from AAA Northern Utah, Northern California, Nevada, and Utah for the purchase of car seats. It's in the amount of $2,000, and it ends, the agreement ends 12/31/2023.
And how does that distribution work? You just put the word out that folks who are in need will be able to come?
We have people that come in all the time. For that, and if they qualify for this, they receive that donation. Otherwise, there's a low cost one available.
Nice, very good.
I'll move approval of item 22-1.
Second.
All in favor of the efficiency and 22?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we've got several items from our Human Resources Director, Chris Bone, and no documents or signatures needed. They'll be memorialized in the minutes. So pressure's on. Chris.
Thank you, Commissioner. Chris Bowen, Director of Human Resources. Yeah, before you, three items previously discussed in the last budget committee meeting with the county. Item number 23 is approval of the legal offender's budget memo, request to hire a full-time social worker, interdisciplinary parent representation position. This is a position that wages will be funded through the Indigent Defense Commission in the state of Utah, and the benefits will be funded through federal Title IV-E grant on that position. Will be reimbursed for those for that cost. Item 24.
And that one has terms beginning today. Is that today? Yeah, February 21st, 2023.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you.
Item number 24, approval of Justice Court budget memo, budget request to increase data quality tech by one grade. This is a technical correction that occurred. We're correcting a mistake that occurred during the budget process that got underway in October. So that's a technical correction for our Justice Courts that we found and wanted to correct that, make that small adjustment. Okay. So that's beginning 1/1/2023.
Very good.
Item number 25 is approval of the Recorder's Office budget memo request related to the reclassification of Recorder Tech 2 from grade 14 to Quality Assurance Tech grade 15 position, also beginning 1/1/2023.
Thanks. So we don't need a vote on that, I guess. Do you need a vote on it?
I'll move approval items 23 and 25.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah, I guess vote was still needed. Thank you.
And we will work with the auditor office on budget amendment form so that they'll be contained in the next budget opening on those three.
Sounds good. Okay. Thank you so much, Chris. All right, guess what? This is exciting for the Sheriff's Office Chief Deputy Andy Oblad. He won't have to lean over anymore.
Really?
No.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I feel like
the full measure of your stature is now approved and heard.
This is exciting.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, Andy Oblad, happy to be here. Number 26 before you is an approval of the SCRAM program. It's the release of liability, waiver of rights, and participation agreement for the secure continuous remote alcohol monitoring program. And this is for participant 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. The terms are receivable in a varied amount based on test use and monitoring fees, begins upon final signature and runs until the participant is no longer under court order to participate in the program.
And just one question there, this time there wasn't a date when the participants signed it, but any comment on that?
I don't have the date in front of me. Mm-hmm. I just know we have 6 new participants is how I look at it.
Okay.
Number 27 is for the SCAP grant. It's approval of the grant application with the Bureau of Justice Assistance for the fiscal year of 2022 State Criminal Alien Assistance Program. I know you've been working a lot on this, Commissioner Kamalu. Mm-hmm. This is the certifications, disclosures, and assurances. The terms are receivable in the amount of $75,000.
That's fantastic. Is it all the way then?
Sure hope it is.
I sure hope so, yeah. Federal grants are so interesting online, yes.
Yes, and we appreciate your help.
Well, thank you to Joseph. Joseph helped me help you, so.
Number 28 is ratification of the negotiated settlement agreements, part 1 and part 2 with the Davis County Sheriff's Office deputy. The terms are beginning February 28th, 2023.
All right. Yep, that looks like everything, 26 to 28. I move approval.
So, just a quick question. So, how is the knee doing?
The knee?
The knee.
My knee?
No, your leader's knee.
The boss's knee? He's going tonight to a West Point meeting, I know, but he's working from home. He hasn't been in the office so far this week. So I think he's doing good. But
now if you would have said a West Point dance, I'd have been like, wow, it's working really great.
That's what I thought he was going to say.
he's going to go to one of their community meetings. So that's exciting.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
I'll make a motion. We approve items 26, 7, and 8.
Okay, I got a second on that, but yeah, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And say, give him our best wishes.
All right. I'll make a motion. I'll make a motion to approve the following meeting minutes: January 10th, January 17th, January 24th, January 30th, January 31st, and February 7th. Those are work session meetings. And then the following commission meetings: January 24th, January 31st, and February 2nd. 7th. Sorry. February 7th.
Second.
Yeah, people have been really busy with those, and we've been busy reading those. So thank you for the team doing that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I move we recess to Board of Equalization.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Commissioners, you have for your consideration today under your property tax register, under auditor adjustments, under corrections, you have 18 veteran exemption tax abatements for the year 2022 and one exempt entity purchase for a portion of property on October 30th of 2018. Under treasurer adjustments, you have a small balance write-off of $4.10. And under assessor adjustments, you have under escapements, a property that had an escapement on it totaling $5,266. And there's an attached letter to this document explaining that. And that is your property tax register for February 21st, 2023.
I make a motion that we approve the property tax register as presented to us.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And move the reconvene commission meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. All right, here we are. Any comments from the clerk? Comments today from our auditor?
Just be safe while skiing on the new snow.
Yes. Good comment. I'm grateful for it. Neil?
No comment.
Okay. Commissioner Elliott?
Well, let's see if Curtis actually makes the Thursday's UAC meeting. That's what, that's what we're checking to see, Mr. President. I mean, it's going to be a nice snow day, so see if we make it.
Exactly. Technology is good.
He has done that before in the past.
Oh, if he can get away.
I'm good.
He normally can't get away. Very good. And Commissioner Stevenson?
No comments.
Commissioner Stevenson, would you like me to read the emails on the weekend that I made sure everyone was up to date on House Bill 499 and Davis County's information?
No.
Well, if you're curious, just ask me to forward the email. So, you know, we just participate a lot in the legislative session, especially the state legislative session. It actually goes through Friday, March 3rd, and ends at midnight that night. So we've all been very busy, all of us, all of the people who are just invited to give comments. And thank you to all of you who are really working with our fellow counties and our cities and our state. So that's still going on. And we did have the National Association of Counties Conference. That's my last week's. We get a longer list of commission agenda items when we are going to be gone for a conference. And so that was a great conference. We, believe it or not, lobby for counties at the federal level as well, and also have to learn a lot about the federal work and guidelines and all the things that impact us as counties. And so that was good. So we'll just continue watching a lot of Health and Human Services, which I just, in my emails over the weekend, was just making sure there was really no place that everything that Davis County does in Human Services is written down anywhere. And so I wrote some long emails and I put it all together and sent it to some folks so that hopefully then in the state with potential bills, you know, being discussed, they can understand what happens in Davis County. There's a lot of great work. And I very regularly speak to the partners of Davis County in our community, mostly the nonprofits, who do the work for our vulnerable populations. And we have plenty of vulnerable populations. And so it was actually a really good exercise for me to put it all down on paper. And I'm glad I did it. So it took a little time, but it was good. And a lot of people have that now for Davis County. So anyway, with that, we'll keep doing the work. And thanks so much, everyone, participating and being here. We will adjourn at 10:35.